What happened yesterday in Detroit was truly astounding on a number of levels. More than half the voters ignored the 14 mayoral candidates on the ballot and wrote in a name. And nearly 90% of those who did not only voted for Mike Duggan, they spelled his name right. Duggan, the first serious white candidate for mayor of the Motor City in 40 years, won by an unbelievable landslide. Duggan finished with at least 46% of the vote, to 30% for Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. But in fact, more than half of those who bothered to vote chose Mike Duggan. There were a few thousand misspellings and partial versions of his name, plus one ballot which read simply, Mike Duggan the White Man. What about the barber with a similar name, whose last-minute entry into the race seemed likely to turn things into a mess? Mike Duggan, or Dudgeon, the barber, received a grand total of 17 votes, plus 9 more that may have been intended for him. Reports yesterday indicated he was paying less attention to the election since having been carjacked at gunpoint the other day. This primary result does not necessarily mean the real Duggan will be Detroit's next mayor. He will face a different electorate in November, and far more people are expected to vote. It's worth remembering that 8 years ago, challenger Freeman Hendricks emerged from Detroit's mayoral primary with a sizable lead over incumbent Kwame Kilpatrick, only to lose in November. But something feels different this year. Detroit voters seem deadly serious and desperate to improve their city. They don't appear to be interested in race. They want a police force who will come when called and streetlights that will come on at night. They want a city that works. They want a mayor who can get it done, and many see Duggan, the man who turned around the troubled Detroit Medical Center, as the one who can do that. Ironically, Mike Duggan may even have been the beneficiary of a kind of reverse racism. One woman leaving the polls told a reporter yesterday that she'd voted for Duggan partly because she thought a white mayor would be taken more seriously by the state's power elite. Sadly, she may be right. It's harder to know what to make of the vote for city council. Next year, Detroit returns to a council-by-district system for the first time since World War I. It seems clear from the primary results that two incumbents, Sontiel Jenkins and Brenda Jones, will be back as the two at-large members. But at least 5 of the 7 districts will be represented by people new to Detroit City Council. And it seems clear that the citizens of Detroit behaved more responsibly in this campaign than the news media, which successively covered sideshows like Mike the Barber and the antics of so-called union activist Robert Davis, a man charged by the federal government with stealing from the Highland Park schools. Detroiters clearly want someone who can get the job done after the emergency manager is gone. Let's hope that this fall Duggan and Benny Napoleon both explain how they plan to do just that.